For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who loves light, everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God. The first part of this text has been called everybody's text, because within it lies the essence of the gospel. Firstly, because with God lies the origin and initiative in the salvation of all. God was not changed from an angry and unforgiving and frightening God by the gentle, forgiving Jesus. No, God sent his Son because he loves us infinitely and completely. He sent his Son, his only begotten Son, not one of many or any lowly human being, though that would have been a great sacrifice, but his loved and loving only Son. In his view, we are all important people. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." We are his brothers and sisters, rich, poor, healthy, sick, bad or good, and we do not recognize how much God the Father loves us, for it is too vast for us to fully comprehend. Secondly, so often God is perceived as seeking vengeance because of our disobedience and rebellion. This text shows his desire is not revenge or to punish, but to satisfy his love for us. And thirdly, it is the world that God loves, not a particular nation, not only those who love him, but everyone in the world, no matter who. God has promised the faithful eternal life. Those who do not believe are condemned already. Now we're taught that belief or faith is a gift. So how is it that Jesus said that those who do not believe are condemned already? If somebody gives a gift, no matter what the receiver does with it, it does not alter the fact that the gift was given. It makes it no less a gift. Or if a physician gives the sick the remedy for their illness, they will not recover if they refuse to take it. So they destroy themselves. Those who will not accept Jesus are impenitent and fond of their sinful ways, and those who profess the faith but show their true colours by their misdeeds or lack of good works are denying the gift of God and therefore are condemned unless they repent and show their repentance by their good deeds. They condemn themselves. Why did the Pharisees refuse to accept Jesus? Was it because he was a son of a mere carpenter, an upstart from Nazareth? One who, though he followed the law of Moses, ignored the trivial laws looked upon as sacred by the Pharisees. And they conceived Judaism as a religion centered on the observance of the law. And this in spite of the fact that many of these hundreds of bizarre laws were dreamed up by the scribes. Was it snobbery, or fear, or jealousy? Fear because they thought that Jesus threatened their position as religious leaders, because he spoke with authority. In Matthew 5, we find several instances when Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." Perhaps we would be scandalized if we heard a present-day bishop correcting the church's teaching. Are we more inclined to listen to those in authority, or to those called celebrities, rather than to simple and uneducated people who sometimes utter words of prophecy and have the gift of a deep faith, those such as St. Bernadette of Lourdes? Are we intellectually snobbish? Are we like the Pharisees? Do we follow the teaching of the church when it's convenient and reject the rules when they do not suit us? Or maybe we strictly follow the rules because they are the rules, even if carrying out a particular act of charity would mean that it would incur breaking a rule. Or do we do our best to follow in Christ's footsteps and learn to love him in all those we meet? Do we love the light and reject the darkness? God sent Jesus to save us from eternal misery. He came to challenge us and to console us. He has two comings, the first one to save us, the second to judge whether we love the light or prefer the darkness. He does not condemn us, for he loves us. Do we condemn ourselves, or do we love him?